The police said because they were not arrested on spots or at any places, so they just turned themselves in to file a report, like sort of a police report. So that's why they were not given bail or put them on parole, or they were just simply released. But police said if needed, the police will go and quest them in the future.
So they potentially they could be prosecuted at a later date.
Yes, according to Benny Dai Yaoting, who himself selected, because he said he went into the police with his attorney for questioning, and then they filled out specially designed form by police for occupiers, it seems, listing 708 different offenses. And he select one, which is participation in illegal or unauthorized assembly. After he came out of the police division headquarters, he disclosed to the media that he might be charged with other crimes, such as help to organize an illegal or unauthorized assembly.
Well, at the moment, what is the status of the protests? I believe there are some protesters are still out, although I know that officials have cleared up some of the sites.
Yes, co-founders of the Occupy Central have called on the students still in the Occupy areas to withdraw and turn the Occupy movement into a pro-democratic movement and spread it to the communities in Hong Kong, because they were worried that the police, the frontline police, were becoming more and more aggressive in cracking down on the protests, and they were worried about the safety of the students. And then today, they called on the students to withdraw from the occupied areas again. And also, their surrendering to the police were met with different opinions. With most of the occupiers I talked with, the young people, the students, were mostly against surrendering to the police at this time of the movement. They think the government did not make any compromise or has not given in an inch, and they want to continue their fight. They want to continue their occupation to being arrested or cleared by the police.
Now, I know that one of the student leaders, Joshua Wong, he's involved in a hunger strike. I believe he and two other students are doing that.
Oh, yes. I'm right by their tent where they are staging their hunger strike since the 10 p.m. on last Monday. And right now, they're receiving medical help as they're not feeling well because they only drink water without drinking any juice or anything else or eating anything else. So their health declines rapidly at the moment. At noon, they issued an open letter to the chief executive, Levi Leung, asking him to restart a dialogue with the students and promise to restart the five steps of political consultation process. But the Hong Kong government this afternoon issued a statement saying the students' demand was impractical and illegal because according to the decisions by the National People's Congress, the 2017 chief executive election will be carried out based on the basic law and the decision made by the National People's Congress on August 31st. And they said the Hong Kong government was not allowed and will not to restart the five steps of the political reform. And right now, over 100 Hong Kong citizens are lined up at their tent, Josh Wong and his two other fellow students on hunger strike. and they're signing their names and leaving and signing and writing words of encouragement and things like that. So one of the purpose, according to Josh Wong, is to, at the conclusion of this Occupy movement, to awaken the Hong Kong citizens to again focus their attention on the political reform of Hong Kong.